out there alone. It was the first weekend of the summer holidays and we were excited. Four good friends on the first trip to the mountains. No parents for a week. It was just my best friend Donovan, the star tennis player, Danny, his nice but princess-like girlfriend, and me, Paul. I've always been quite the worrywart and I wasn't sure this adventure trip was the best idea. Two guys and two girls. Was this going to work in the mountains? But it was summer, school was over, so I didn't care. I should have. Four friends left together on that Sunday and four friends returned a week later. But not the same four people. On our first day of the summer holidays, we drove to the Rocky Mountains with my van. While I was driving, I smoked a cigar. My girl Ruby always tells me to quit, but smoking gives me something no one else can give me. Danny asked me how long will it take us to arrive. We will be there in about 10 minutes, I said. Shortly after we reached our final destination, it began to rain. Donovan had forgotten to bring our tent. We were all frustrated and decided to spend the night in a cave. After a few hours, we heard a grumbling noise. Danny freaked out and wanted to call the police, but we had no signal. She started to cry. Donovan wanted to calm her down and prove that nothing was wrong with the cave. The atmosphere started to change dramatically. Donovan walked further into the cave and suddenly a big grizzly bear attacked him and literally chewed off his arm. Donovan's fate seemed sealed. I grabbed his other arm and we quickly ran away. Out of nowhere, Danny tripped and broke her ankle. Ruby helped her immediately and we hobbled to my van. I quickly started the engine and raced to the hospital. Donovan had nearly bled to death and lost his arm, but luckily he made it. We all knew we would never ever go camping again. We were traumatized for the rest of our lives.